Good news for hundreds of thousands of federal contract workers. They're about to get a big raise. President Biden is issuing an executive order requiring their employers to pay them $15 an hour. That's up from just under 11 bucks, and it's going to start next March. Robin Farzad is here to tell us more. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Peter, how are you?
Good, thank you. So who are we talking about here? Which federal workers are going to see this extra money?
Battalions of employees, hundreds of thousands of workers from janitorial, maintenance, cooks, cashiers, food service laborers. Critically, this is going to bring in many workers, thousands and thousands of workers who fell through the cracks under the last increase pushed through by former President Barack Obama, who's been out of office for a long time.
No kidding. It would also, and this is kind of interesting, it would include tipped workers, Robin.
Yeah, I mean, federal agencies will have to jack the tip minimum wage to $15 by 2024. That's double what you have right now. And critics of in the labor movement have long argued that this is taking advantage of workers in gratuity-centric jobs. You're kind of passing the buck on to people who may or may not compensate them for their labor, especially in food service. So this is looking to kind of level that playing field among tipped workers as well.
The raise, no doubt, will be great for those workers. But if there is just a few hundred thousand of them getting the extra money, this is not like wholesale across the whole economy. It's not going to have a huge impact, will it?
Well, the White House order is going to direct federal agencies to do this. And this is no small order. If you think about the number of federal buildings, national parks, the tentacles of the federal government, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of workers across the 50 states. And in an increasingly tight labor market, that's more than suasion. I mean, this is a lever that the White House can pull without the vagaries of budget reconciliation and the tight 50-50 Senate. What do we say to Manchin? What do we do this? What do we do this? This is a way for him to exert kind of self-determination. And increasingly, Peter, you are seeing the likes of Amazon, Whole Foods, and Chipotle and others talk about, $15 minimum wage as fait accompli, de facto.
Yeah. You know, this is a big increase, 35%, a little more than 35%. How are the contractors going to pay for that? Are we hearing anything from them?
I mean, depends where you are in the argument spectrum. Government contracts, they're, of course, very coveted. You could well see vendors cut corners on hours or workload on individual workers, in effect laying off hours. But if you skimp too much, you're liable to get dinged and the government will hire another contractor. There was a study released by the nonpartisan CBO in February that said jacking the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour would bring nearly a million people out of poverty for the next 4 years. But the flip side of it is that it could result in the loss of 1.5 million jobs and raise the deficit by $54 billion by 2023 and result in higher prices and goods and services. So it is an open question.
And just briefly, this is something that, as you said, the president can do without Congress. He can just issue this order for federal contract workers. Where are we on a broader federal minimum wage? Didn't get into the relief bill like the president wanted.
Yeah, he rhetorically espouses it. You are seeing it as something that, look, he backs it. The unions are with him. That there might be more of an incrementalism, and let's revisit this maybe perhaps when and if they have more senators on their side and they can get a more kind of ironclad majority behind it and Americans behind it.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Peter.